Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Leon Ripley from Maple Corner Farm and Cross Country Skiing.
Yes, we're open full time right now.
See, now this is interesting to me because you brought this beautiful array of Massachusetts
amazing.
Maple products, some grade A light, the maple candy, the maple cream. You've got some jams and jellies that you're making, but you're also cross country skiing through these maple trees. Is that what happens?
Yes, we developed the cross country ski business about almost 30 years ago. We were looking for a way to utilize our forests. We have about 600 acres of forest land in Granville, Massachusetts and Blandford, and we're looking to develop an income source to continue to be able to own the property and maintain the property. So we looked at the cross-country skiing as being a way to help to generate income during the winter months when we're really shut down from doing other agricultural products.
And this is a kind of a classic story, it seems, around the valley of farmers and heritage
right.
farmers like your family's farm trying to come up with new sources of income. How long has your farm been in existence?
We celebrated 200 years last year. We originally settled on the Blandford farm in 1812.
Wow.
And my great-great-grandfather moved down to the Granville farm in 1835 and started producing maple syrup, beef cattle, and tobacco.
Leon Ripley from Maple Corner Farm. No more with the beef, though, right?
Actually, we were in the dairy business. My mom was a dairy girl from East Hampton, and we went into the dairy business in the early 1900s, and we did that until we lost our barn and complex in a fire in 1974, which at that time we diversified into cross-country skiing. I actually am back in the beef business. We have a 6 Hereford cattle, which I hope my grandkids will actually hopefully show sometime in the future.
Bringing back the beef.
Where's the beef?
Can you share a little bit about the maple syrup production you're doing, the taps, when you started, and also the farm energy piece of that?
We started sugaring actually in the early 1830s, and we were using wooden buckets with wooden spigots and horses with wooden gathering tanks. In 2012, we applied for a farm energy grant, and we received a grant to update our sugar house with a new reverse osmosis machine, which basically the sap, when it comes from the tree, is only about 1-2% sugar content. So we passed the maple sap through the reverse osmosis machine. It has a pump which generates 4,500 pounds per square inch pressure. It pumps that sap through a membrane, which is basically like a large canister or water filter, and it breaks down the molecules of sap, and the concentrated sap goes up to the concentrate tank, and from there it goes down into a modern evaporator and is processed the same old-fashioned way as my great-grandfather did in the early 1800s.
It's the new old-fashioned way.
The new old-fashioned way, yes.
Which is using wood from your forest.
We still continue to use wood. The energy saved is basically in electricity and in wood. We tap approximately 4,500 taps now.
Wow.
And we would have to probably cut like 60 or 80 cords of wood in order to boil that sap out. With the reverse osmosis, we've reduced that amount of wood needed to make approximately 1,300 to 1,400 gallons of syrup a year down to about 25 cords.
Leon Ripley from Maple Corner Farm, a 200-year-old farm in Granville, Mass. Was there ever a time in your life, Leon, that you thought you didn't want to be a farmer?
There's a few times when the weather gets bad that we all wonder whether we should be doing it. The weather tends to be our greatest enemy and also our blessed savior at times. So.
So can you do all the good like cross-country skiing thing and then negate all of the exercise that you've just done by eating delicious pancakes loaded with maple syrup?
Yes, we begin our maple syrup season. Last week was our first weekend of actually open the pancake restaurant.
Oh, wow.
We
will be open. It's that time already.
It's that time already. Yes, it is. We were hoping it would actually wait a week or two. Uh-huh. But it looks like the weather's warming up this coming week, and we will be tapping our maples throughout the week, and we hope to be boiling within the next week to a week and a half. And once we have our maple syrup made, we offer pancakes, French toast, ham, bacon, sausage at our restaurant, and also a tour of the Maple Sugar House, usually beginning the last week of February, throughout the month of March and 2 weeks in April.
That almost makes me want to cross-country ski.
Come up and enjoy cross-country skiing or snowshoeing in the morning, or grab a bite to eat first and then go out to the slopes and work off your appetite.
Leon Ripley from Maple Corner Farm in Granville and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.